I'd like now to welcome back to the program Lorelei Novak. She is with the Northern New Mexico Citizens Advisory Board, and they are having an event tomorrow evening, June 22nd, called Surface and Groundwater Quality at Los Alamos National Laboratory, an update for our community. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Great to be here.
So this is an event that starts at 4:30. It goes for about 4 hours at Santa Fe Community College in the Jemez Rooms. What will you be doing? How has this work evolved since the last time I saw you?
Well, the board has continued to study groundwater and surface quality at LANL. We work through the Department of Energy. The board is chartered. It's a group of volunteer citizens that are federally chartered under the Federal Advisory Committee Act to provide advice and recommendation to the Department of Energy on cleanup issues at Los Alamos National Laboratory. So basically, what LANL and DOE does is they provide these educational opportunities so that they can get educated advice from the public.
And so what have they, if you can, I don't know if you can, how much of this you can summarize for us, but what have they actually found about water quality?
Well, you know, for the most part, there's good news, and there's been a lot of work done up there to address the contamination that's there. The outfalls have been reduced, pathways have been stopped. Basically, there's a few areas of concern left, and they really want to give an update to the community. There's some, it's really more for the experts to talk about, but there are a few areas of concern, and
Like chromium in the water, things like that?
Well, it's chromium in an isolated area that's being kind of held in a wetland area, but they're addressing the extent and the nature of it. That's definitely an area of concern. And then there's some high explosives area in Canyon Divide.
Now, there's surface and groundwater, and those are, of course, separate things. Surfaces are rivers and streams and,
yes,
and rainwater, stormwater, and groundwater involves, when you talk about the groundwater and the aquifers, it's a very complicated course of study because it's not like clean pipes or something
right,
like that underneath the ground.
And the stratigraphy at LANL is very complex. There's several different groundwater zones. There's alluvial, which is sort of on the top, and then there's perched intermediate, and the goes down to the bottom, which is the groundwater. It's a regional aquifer, and it basically goes underneath LANL. So there is a lot of concern to make sure that that is safe and free of contamination. And there's been just tremendous amount of study up at the lab. There's huge monitoring well networks around the areas that are their material disposal areas that have some buried low-level transuranic waste, and some of that waste is headed to WIPP. Some is staying at this time in these material disposal areas. And so what the lab wants to do is to make sure that that contamination is not spreading any further than the contained area in which it's stored.
So there will be tomorrow night at 4:30 a kind of poster session, which means you can go and look at the walls and all the things that people have put up on these posters. And then there will be presentations starting at 5:30. There will be presentations about surface and groundwater, and then panelists will answer questions for the public. And the panelists are all kinds of people.
Yeah, there's going to be, we've invited folks from the Pueblos. We've got confirmation from the Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety that they're going to be sitting on our panel and have a poster. The presentations are overview presentations, and then we head to like a poster session intensive, where people can go and get their questions answered. And then we finish it off with this moderated question and answer panel. There'll be folks from subject matter experts from LANL, DOE. We've invited city, county, state representatives. And, you know, we really hope to just educate the public, answer questions. One of the things I think the laboratory wants to get across to the public is, you know, what programs are in place to stop this contamination, any runoff? There's been all kinds of surface and groundwater programs to really reduce that. And it's quite complex, more complex than I can really address for you here today. And I'm not a subject matter expert, but there's a lot going on up there.
And so the public will have the opportunity to ask questions of all the different people there. Once again, it's the Surface and Groundwater Quality at LANL, an update for our community event on Tuesday, tomorrow, June 22nd, at the Santa Fe Community College Jemez Rooms. For more information, you can call 989-1662. And Lorelei Novak is with the Northern New Mexico Citizens Advisory Board. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.